Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, of a column he writes for the Wall Street Journal recommending to Elise Stefanik, the newly nominated U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, to challenge how much money the U.S. puts up to maintain the derision of the General Assembly and deriding the U.S. allies and, in general, acting contrary to fairness, fair play, and transparency. We paid a third of the overall budget of the UN in 2022, $18 billion. Why? It has to do with the system that is set up at the UN General Assembly to assess certain countries a percentage, whereas everyone else participates in mostly a volunteer fashion. John has a recommendation, volunteer only, no assessment as if you're the tax collector. He tells a wonderful anecdote, however, about a conversation he had with a German diplomat about Germany also saying, no more assessed, we're only going to contribute to the parts of the UN that work for us. And the answer is witty. Here's John Bolton on his conversation with a senior German diplomat once upon a time about how much the UN costs our allies and the United States compared to our adversaries. More of this tonight.
Well, I think some do. I once asked a senior German diplomat when I was in New York, why don't you come along with us on this? You pay, at that time, they were like the third or fourth largest contributor. Let Germany make up its own decision how much it wants to pay. And this German diplomat said to me, no, that will never work. We have to be told what to pay. Well, maybe that's how they feel about it in Germany. That's not how people in Congress feel about it. And we're in this major effort now with Elon Musk to find ways to cut money from the federal budget. You know, hello.